Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I really hope that all my listeners are doing well. I really hope that you guys are doing better than me, to be honest. I want to thank you for joining me. It is after midnight, and I'm up. I'm restless. This is about the third night in a row that I've been restless. So, you know, I decided to talk to you guys because it's definitely something on my mind, and I hope that it helps someone, to be honest. I was just sitting here thinking just now that I'm tired. Like, and it's just not the physical tired. I'm mentally tired. I'm emotionally tired. You know, this last, I want to say 6 weeks have been really rough for me. You know, it's been a real struggle, and I'm always honest with you guys. It's been a struggle financially. It's been a struggle emotionally. You know, I've been maintaining this single mother lifestyle for some years now, and it's not getting easier. I don't know why I thought maybe it would, but it's definitely not. And some nights I just find myself stressing about, you know, the things that I couldn't do. And tonight is one of those nights. You know, I'm really beating myself up, and I know that. I know it's just my mental fighting against me right now. And that's why I just decided to vent and talk about what's going on. The kids started school, you know, this week, and I did my best to get them prepared. You know, I literally spent money that I didn't have to make sure that they had everything that they needed for school. And I did my job, you know, I did it. It requires some sacrifice, of course. But I did what I had to do to make sure that my kids were okay, that they were fully prepared. And as a mother, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. I talked to you guys a few weeks ago about how a lot of the times we feel as though love is sacrifice. Well, this sacrifice is kind of bothering me. Because it's like, I want to be in a better situation. I don't want to have to make these hard decisions. You know, to have to sacrifice something in order to provide for my kids. And it's just, I'm tired. You know, I'm just tired of doing everything by myself. I'm tired of making every single decision by myself. You know, I'm tired of when I go to bed at night, it's just me and the decisions that I made for the day that I'm replaying in my mind. I haven't felt like myself in a while, if I'm being honest. You know, like months. Because I always have something else to do. And it's hard trying to find yourself and constantly be aware of yourself. Like, that's a hard thing to do. Because it's so easy to forget about yourself. It's easier to focus on other things. You know, it's easier to project. It's easier to turn the other cheek to your own needs and wants and just do what's necessary. It's easy to do those things because sometimes when we have to reflect on ourselves, we're not happy with the person that we see. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, I feel like a lot of the times I do good. Some of the times I do very good. And sometimes I get to these low points, like today, where I just feel like I'm doing nothing. I look around my house, it's a mess. And we all know, like, our environment is a reflection of our mental health. I mean, it's not like trash everywhere, you know, but it's still a mess. It's not what it should be. I got laundry in there that I need to fold up, but I just been too tired. You know, like, the kitchen might be clean, but it still need mopping. I got clothes laying around here and there, papers that I need to fill out for the kids, like a lot of unfinished things. And I noticed, like, when my depression starts to creep up on me, and when I'm not doing well mentally, that it's like a snowball effect. Like, yeah, it may start with I didn't fold laundry, but now it's I didn't fold laundry and I didn't pick up this other stuff. I didn't fold laundry, I didn't pick up this other stuff, and I didn't fill out the paperwork that I know I need to fill out. And then I didn't follow up on what I was supposed to be following up on. And then it's like a snowball effect, just one thing after another just piling up on me, things that I need to get done. And then I allow it to do so, and I become overwhelmed. And it's so crazy, because if I do everything that I need to do, I'm still going to be overwhelmed. Like, it's like I cannot win sometimes. And it's stressful. You know, we want to be selfish with our time. We want to do things for ourselves. We want to, you know, treat ourselves or whatever the case may be. Take some time for yourself, rest. You know, like a normal person, you want to take a nap when you had an opportunity to. But sometimes we feel guilty for those things. You know, it's like, why do I deserve rest when I got so much to do? And I do have a lot to do. But at the same time, I'm not making any progress by depriving myself of sleep. Or depriving myself from the things that I want to do for myself. I'm not gaining anything in those situations. So what's really going on? And that's what I'm thinking about. Like, what's really going on with me right now? Last week, I was in a decent mood when I made my last episode. I wasn't in the best mood, but I was in a decent mood. I was amicable. You know, but today I'm just an emotional wreck. Sometimes I get tired of my own self, like, Katrina, just get your shit together. And sometimes I just don't know what to do. Tonight is definitely one of those nights where I just don't know what to do, you guys. Like, all I can do is try. You know, I started to make a plan of what all I'm going to do tomorrow, but the way it's going, I might not get any of that done. And I hate when I set a goal for the day and I don't meet my own expectations. That sucks. That's another conversation. But I'm just really in limbo. That's what I feel like. Like, I don't know if I need to go left, right, up, down. I don't know. So all I do is stand still. And that's just a weird place to be. I really don't have time to be in this place. That's the crazy part about it. Because the longer I sit in limbo, the more things are going to pile up and back up on me. I tell myself that I'm being dramatic. I tell myself that you'll do it tomorrow. Both of those are lies. You know, sometimes I just get in this space where I just, I should reach out for help. And I'm not talking about like counseling or nothing like that, but just reach out to like a friend or family or someone who could just, you know, keep me company while I handle the things that I need to handle. You know, sometimes you just need that companion. Because I'm not gonna get anything done on my own. Like, I need someone to just be there and be like, you know, gonna get it done, Katrina. I need that extra boost sometimes. And it's nothing wrong with that. You know, I just need to stay on task. It just gets frustrating sometimes. And I think that I've let it get to a level where the frustration is overwhelming me. And I just need to talk about it. Because you guys understand me. You know, I can't go to anybody and talk about the things that I talk to you guys about. Because they don't get it. You know, people look at me weird. Like, Katrina, you had this great job. You working from home. Your kids are this and that. And, you know, you got a car. You got this, that. I mean, that's all fine and dandy. But what about me? The things that I have around me do not make me. The lifestyle that I maintain is not for me. I mean, it is for me, but it's primarily for my kids, you know? If it was just me, I would live in a studio apartment with as little space as possible. You know, this is for them. I want them to thrive. So I do what I can for them, you know? People don't get it, though. And I'm just tired. That's just the only word that can explain what I'm going through right now. Like, I'm literally just tired. I want to rest, but I can't rest because I got too much to do. Therefore, I'm in limbo. So I'm going to have to make a decision. Am I just going to stand still or am I going to keep going? And we know the answer. You know the answer. I know the answer. I'm going to keep going, but I just needed to vent and just get that off my chest because this is my safe space. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you guys probably hate when I sound like this. You know, it's not often. I mean, I don't remember the last time I was crying to you guys because I was sad. Like, it's been a minute. I've been doing pretty good. But I just needed to talk to someone. I just needed someone to hear me. So thank you for listening to me, for being the one to hear me. And I will be back later this week, but I just really wanted to record this and just talk to someone. If you guys need me, you know where to find me. And I'm still looking for someone to speak with, someone to connect with. regarding my resilience training. Like, this is one of those days that, you know, if I had someone feeling like I'm feeling right now, I would definitely be there for them. And we'll work through it together. You know, like I said, sometimes we just need that companion. It makes a difference. No one is made to navigate this world alone. Yeah, we do it. But we're here to connect with each other. I connect with you guys. But like I said, if you guys need me, I don't want to go off on another tangent, but if you guys need me, you can reach out to me at singlemomwithdepression2@gmail.com. It's your girl Katrina, ITZYAGRRLKATRINA on IG. Follow me on Spotify. And if you have my personal Facebook page, you can always reach out to me. I'm always here for you guys. And if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. I do got some other announcements that I'm going to talk about probably tomorrow or the day after. I don't know. Whenever I have the time. You guys know how it goes. But thank you for just allow me to vent for a few minutes. I hope I didn't take too much of your time, and I hope that I didn't change your mood in any type of way. If anything, I just want you to know that we got this. A weak moment doesn't make you a weak person, but how you react after that point of weakness, that really determines who you are. And I know we all are strong. We're all capable. And we all fall short sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. But we continue to fight. And that's what I love about you and I. Is that we continue to fight. So you keep fighting a good fight. And I will too. And I will talk to you guys soon. Peace.